For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good. What is this morning? Let's see. Thursday morning. Goodness gracious. You know, I've got papers all over my desk, and so the calendar I start using now is my iPhone calendar. So I had already closed that off, so I'm thinking, wait, what is today? Okay, it's going to be Thursday. Mercy at the time of the airing. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're loving this teaching. And again, I have it on a CD. It's from our message that we did, Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. We're highlighting seven areas. We're talking about Noah in Hebrews 11:7 when he was forewarned of things not even yet seen yet. He built an ark. God warned him, build an ark for your family, a refuge. Of course, we know Jesus is our ark. He's our refuge, isn't he? But we also went and broke it down into different phases and different steps Friday night on what if you need to build an ark through Christ for your kids, for your finances, for your own lives. And we're talking about steps to do that. Number one, we talked about intimacy. Intimacy with God. Excuse me. Man, now's the time to get your prayer life intact. If not, now when? Goodness gracious. Monday's broadcast, I told about 10 things going on in our nation, perhaps in your own life. Now's the time. Get back with God. Intimate times with God. Number two, examine yourself. See if you're in the faith, Paul said, 2 Corinthians 13:5. And number three, I want to spend a little time on this. I have seven of these, but number three, we really hit hard on Friday night. Because again, so often, you'll especially Christians, you'll hear a phrase, renew the mind, renew the mind. You think, okay, I got my mind renewed. Here's my big question. Do you really have your mind renewed to where you're not just quoting the scripture, but it is so transforming you into the image of God? To where you're not just quoting a scripture, you're allowing the scripture to penetrate deep within. Then you step out and obey it. And instead of conforming to those areas of the world that I mentioned on Monday, no, you're taking it and transforming these issues to look like God. And I gave you the illustration of Niagara Falls. And in Romans 12:1, I love this, Paul said, present yourself. Present your body and view the mercies of God, everything God is and who he is and what he's done. Present yourselves to God, a living sacrifice. Now take that, my brethren, to take your thought life, talking about conforming or transforming, our third step. Niagara Falls represents the world system, let's say. Man, it's vehement. It's always going to be there, and it's always going to be pulling on you. It's always going to want you to conform. See, talking about the 10 things of our nation and how things are changing fast. Well, you have a choice. You'll either conform with them, because they're coming fast, they're brutal, they're Niagara Falls, it isn't stopping. Or you'll do what Paul said, you'll present your body a living sacrifice on the altar of God. And then at that time, you'll say, does this area I'm looking at look like Niagara Falls, or am I going to be transformed, Romans 12:2, according to what God's word says in this area? You know, I love the Message Bible, Romans 12:2. Don't get so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. That would be Niagara Falls. Oh, you know, prayer taken out of schools. I know, whatever. No, it's not whatever. If your attitude is whatever, you've now just conformed to the world's way of thinking. That's Niagara Falls pulling on you vehemently. But if you can look at that and say, man, I don't agree with that. You might not be in Washington doing something about it. That's not the point. But you can be in your own home praying. And when it comes to you and your little sphere of influence and your people groups and your schools or talking to someone, you can have an opinion and say it. I don't agree with that. And what's happening? You're now transforming that issue to the image of Christ. You follow that? This is very, very important as you're building your arcs. Not being conformed to the culture, but transforming your world, your family's world, your financial world, what did you name it? Your world to the image of Christ. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.